Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. It's not often that you think of cancer screenings while watching environmental films, but that's one of many connections that's being made during this year's Wild and Scenic Film Festival in Nevada County. Activism shouldn't just be confined to big issues like the environment. It should also be embraced in our personal lives as well, particularly when it comes to our health. That's the message celebrated in one of the festival's many documentaries that's being shown this weekend. And we'll get to meet the man behind the message. Kirk Keeler joins us in the studio today to talk about his experiences climbing Half Dome with colon cancer to make the film Half-Life. And of course, we'll meet the festival's executive director, Eric Dunn. Kirk and Eric, welcome to Insight.
Thank you, Vicky.
Thank you, Vicky. Great to be here.
So, Eric, I want to start with you. For those who have not heard of the Wild and Scenic Film Festival, how did it get started?
Yeah, this will be our 23rd annual event, and it started out as a program of the South Yuba River Citizens League, also known as CIRCLE. Started out as a fundraiser and a community gathering, and really just a way to highlight some important subjects and stories going on in the world. And it's grown over the past couple decades from a single venue to 7+ venues showing films, as well as other venues in Nevada City and Grass Valley with panels and workshops, a virtual reality lounge. So we've got a little something for everyone at this point.
Why do you think that it's not only stood the test of time for more than two decades, but continues to grow?
Yeah, I think that it's a really poignant weekend where you get to see stories that are not necessarily the stories that you would find screening at, a major movie theater or that sort of thing, or even on a major platform like Netflix. These are a little under the radar often, but really powerful, well-made stories telling us about things going on in the world of the environment, as well as other cultures all around the globe. And I think people come away with a better sense of understanding of how other people are living out in the world and the issues they're dealing with. And that's a really empowering feeling to come away and have some understanding of how your life relates to someone else's, and maybe, you know, even how you can do something to help improve those lives or improve, you know, the situation that's portrayed in the film.
What drew you to this work personally?
Well, I have a history in event production, and I'm a big lover of the Yuba River, and the organization South Yuba River Citizens League, their mission is to protect and restore the Yuba River. And so that amalgamation of bringing entertainment to people and having that be a way to help fulfill the goals of this organization to keep our river and watershed protected and thriving into the future seemed like a win-win. And also, I think that film is a really powerful tool, especially these days and age, for being able to inspire empathy and compassion and understanding among the issues and people of the world. And I think it's a great opportunity to be able to help facilitate that.
Well, speaking of films, we do have someone who appears in one of them and in the studio with us today. So, Kirk, you're the subject of the documentary film Half-Life, and it's screening at 2 p.m. on Saturday at Odd Fellows Hall. But before we dive into the film, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Well, but, you know, I live in Nevada City. But prior to that, I've lived a life of being an artist, like my 20s and 30s, doing music, trying to do music full time. And then that transitioned around age 40, which was about 2010, into photography. And that led me to live and work in Yosemite at the Ansel Adams Gallery as a staff photographer.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty incredible.
So there's kind of a connection there with the Half Dome thing.
Yeah. So, if I understand this correctly, you were diagnosed with colon cancer and then made the decision to free climb Half Dome. How did the two fit in your life and where you wanted it to go?
Yeah, well, you know, what led to that decision or that inspiration was I had just gone through my first kind of 12 weeks of really hard chemo, where basically I was spent most of the time on the couch. But when I got off of that and I had little to no chemo, I was like, man, I feel good. like, and then just this idea came in, like, I want to climb Half Dome. And, you know, I've been looking at Half Dome those 10 years working there, and it just wouldn't go away. And so that's kind of the inspiration.
And you were diagnosed back in 2021, and mm-hmm. obviously you succeeded. You free climbed Half Dome, and we're not talking about the cable climb, which, hey, that's a feat in and of itself.
True.
We're
Very
talking
true.
About free climbing Half mm-hmm. Dome, which is on a whole other level. Given that I'm going to be moderating a panel discussion with you
that's
on
right.
Sunday and other panelists as well, when did this turn into a documentary for yourself, when you wanted to share this with the world?
Well, around that time that I had that decision, I actually I called a friend of mine, Kevin Jorgensen, who's a pro climber. He's known for climbing the Dom Wall, the first person to climb Dom Wall, which is on El Capitan in Yosemite. And he was fully on board right away. And he's like, you know, you might want to make a documentary out of this. And so he hooked me up with a friend of his, Corey Iverson, who's the filmmaker. And talking to Corey, he was just like, yeah, I'm in. Let's make this happen. So it all kind of happened in that moment. Like, you know,
having the idea to do it is one thing. Was it challenging, or were there moments when it was difficult to make the documentary, even difficult to watch it once it was completed?
Well, you know, it took about 2 years, really. You know, I did the climb last August, early August of 24. So between 2022 and 2024, there was times there where, you know, I was still doing treatments. And then, and last about a year ago, I actually made the decision along with my wife to stop treatments. And shortly after that, I started feeling really good. And that's when the training started, and we did modify the climb. It was actually going to be on the northwest face, the very steep part, but because of timing and things, we just decided to do this beautiful route called Snake Dyke on the south face. And
what's the message that you want to impart on others who are going to be watching your documentary?
Well, you know, first of all, this whole thing, I always wanted it to be for something bigger. And the bigger thing is screening. And the reason is because of my personal journey with screening. I delayed my screening. And for whatever reason, I just delayed it two more years than most, you know. And as a result, you know, I have a stage 4 colon cancer diagnosis. And had I gotten my my screening maybe right at 50, I probably still would have had it. It just may have been in stage 3 or stage 2, and which is sometimes much more treatable. So the big thing about this is screening. The message is get screened, because y'all out there, I don't want you to go through what I went through with this.
Yeah, and I've been public about my breast cancer diagnosis and treatment all last year, and the reality that there are more younger people that are getting diagnosed with cancer as well, both breast and colon cancer.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's exactly. I mean, at 50, I was diagnosed at 52, and yeah, that's young.
Yeah.
You know, and there are people that are under 50, under 40 now.
Yeah. Eric, this is just one of the many documentaries that are going to be playing, as well as panel discussions as well. So there's a lot of engagement at this festival. If you want to bring family, is there specific programming for children?
Yeah, like I mentioned, we got a little something for everyone. So this year we've got just shy of 120 films, 14 of them world premieres, including this film that Kirk is speaking about. And for family-friendly programming, we like to push people towards our Saturday morning Wild Child program. That is a program of films for all ages, but definitely especially families with some younger ones there. And then also that day, we've got a great workshop put on by our education director, and she'll be leading a workshop about stop motion filmmaking. And so kids will actually have the chance to, you know, learn about this, create their own, and watch it at the end of this workshop. So it's a great way to get the young ones inspired and engaged early on. And throughout the week, we actually, starting tomorrow, bring over 3,500 students from Nevada County Schools into the theater to give them a theater experience, which has, you know, proven to be really powerful. And we've even had some folks recently who've been applying for jobs here at Circle who first learned about the organization by attending one of those field trips. So it's a great way to get involved and set that stage for the future.
That's amazing. In the last 20 seconds or so that we have, tickets are still available, right, Eric?
Indeed. They're going fast. We've got a few passes left and definitely some single tickets. You can get all that and all the information if you go to our website, wildandscenicfilmfestival.org. And you can explore our schedule, you can explore the film guide and watch trailers. And yeah, we've got adventure films, we've got wildlife films, and a little bit of everything in between for folks. So I hope to see you all out this coming weekend.
Eric and Kirk, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Vicky.
Thank you, Vicky.
Eric Dunn is the director of the Wild and Scenic Film Festival, starting Thursday, February 13th, running through February 23rd, next week, in Nevada City and Grass Valley. Kirk Keeler is the subject of one of the documentaries that will be shown, called Half-Life, which screens this Saturday at 2 p.m., followed by a panel discussion on Sunday, moderated by myself. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests as well as the festival at capradio.org/insight. Have a great day. I'm Vicky Gonzalez, and we'll catch you back here tomorrow.